Welcome to your Tuesday morning. You're with Mike in the Morning, live on the radio, coming to you from the heart of Balito and diving into another cool local business interview. See, this is what we like to do. I want to introduce you to only the best people in town, the best operators, the spots that you need to know about. And when it comes to looking for a good attorney, maybe you've got a property transaction coming up and you don't know who to turn to, and maybe you're new in town. Well, let me introduce you to my friends, my next guests from an attorney operation that often gets mispronounced, I believe. It was a social media video recently testing to see, can folks pronounce this correctly? In fact, I'm guilty. I thought, looking at the spelling, maybe Araujo. Araujo? No. I've been told. I've been corrected. The correct pronunciation, Araujo attorneys. And representing the Araujo attorneys family in the studio with me this morning, on the left microphone, Ralph Schroeder is in the house with us. Ralph, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
Ah, man. Excited to meet you guys and to find out about what's happening in the Araujo world. And Charlene Sanasi is with you as well. Charlene, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Lovely to have two members of the team representing. And let's just lift the lid and shine a spotlight on what it is that you do at Araujo. For those listeners who might just be hearing the name for the first time, give us the story.
Yeah, sure. Mike, I'll start with just a bit of history. So Araujo Attorneys has been going for almost 17 years now. And it was started by our founder, Sarah Rougeau, 17 years ago. And she basically started the firm because she wanted just to be a bit different and be innovative and possibly WhatsApp and message clients, just be a bit innovative in the legal field, which can be seen as quite stubborn. She was so stubborn.
And 17 years ago, that was
WhatsApp was under, that was crazy stuff then.
Yeah.
I think it was BBM Messenger at that stage.
BBM, yeah, let's get real.
But then she formed her own business, and 3 years later, I joined the business. And we really are. We just found that being specialist in a field is actually quite rare these days. People like to know that when they go to someone, they can have someone's undivided attention, and that matter will receive the absolute best of that firm. So we were very, very specialist in the conveyancing field. And for those that don't know, conveyancing is obviously the transfer, the legal transfer of properties. And so we really focused on that for a long time. And then 3 or 4 years ago, we actually opened another sort of branch of our business, in the sense that we started focusing on deceased estates and administration of deceased estates and drafting wills. We'd always shied away from that slightly because we were so specialist. But as the team has grown, we found that we do have capacity for that. And that branch of the business has also just exploded over the last couple of years.
Wow.
That's what we specialize in, basically. I mean, we also do ANC notarial contracts, conveyancing, administration, and drafting of wills and ANCs,
So, specialists with a reputation that is now well established, and I believe that the Balito branch, because you got three branches.
Yes, we've got three branches.
But the Balito branch has just celebrated a big birthday, a big milestone.
Yes, we turned on the 1st of March, we turned 10 years old here in Balito. Very excited about that. It's crazy how time has really flown over the last 10 years. When I started this branch, it was me alone in the office. Then, a couple of months later, we got someone else. But then over the years, it's grown, and now we've got 7 people here. Soon to be 8, so really, really excited and just loving being part of the community. I think Balito is just such a community-centered, sort of area. If you have relationships in the community, you're destined for greatness.
Well, you've definitely built some solid relationships over a decade in town, and built on some solid pillars of your business. Charlene, what would you say are the pillars at the core of the Araujo difference?
Yeah, so at Araujo Attorneys, we really pride ourselves in caring for our clients. It's something that we're really passionate about.
Like, you don't just say it.
No, we genuinely care about our clients. Every matter that we get is people behind that file. It's not just another file on our desk. We pride ourselves in friendly, efficient service with quick turnaround times as well. Our motto is speed, accuracy, and warmth. One never at the compromise of the other. So yeah, those are a few pillars of our business.
Well, obviously, you live them, you breathe them, and they're not just written down on a piece of paper somewhere, but you are proof that that they work. And you're not just about the business at the end of the day. I often see the Orujo name and a logo associated with the local charity events, local causes, and you're very, very actively involved. There's a strong charity element to everything you do in your business. Would you agree?
Absolutely. We firmly believe at our company that we are placed on this earth to make a difference. So we will make a difference wherever we can. We've got a couple of charity partners that we like to partner with. Some are Summerhill House, which is a foster care facility in Itete. We've got Bloom Special Needs School. We love partnering with them. They've got a couple of cool events through the year. The Robin Hood Foundation, which is sort of more Westville Durban based, but they've also got their sort of charities that they, through them, they support other charities. Several Palsy Association. There's so many that we actually reach for a dream, which is one that's actually we are sponsoring a paddle function or tournament this Friday at Rockets, and that's been sold out, which has been phenomenal.
Well, that's amazing, because I think when this interview was first put on the calendar, it was kind of a thing that still had space, and maybe we'll promote it on the radio.
Yes,
hey, sold out.
I was going to run around Laughtal with my paddle jacket and my tats, that was. But thank goodness that didn't happen.
But that just goes to show that there are good hearts in town, and when there's a cause worth rallying for, people do rally. And if you're able to use your influence and your network and your relationships and say, guys, listen, we've got something we feel is really important and we're passionate about, would you like to join us in making it happen? More often than not, these things end up being great successes. So well done for always, as a business, being first to step up, put up your hand and say, hey, we'll get involved. We're here for it. We're here for the community, and we're here for those causes that can benefit from an organization with the clout that you have.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, Mike, you in the radio station, you often highlight these events. So, it goes with all the partners, media partners. It's not just a one-man band. There's a whole team behind it. And that's also, I think, the secret behind the Orujo Attorneys. Over the years, we've built the best team. I can honestly say that being a director at Orujo Attorneys, it means nothing without the team. The team is phenomenal, and get to know us a bit more, and you'll see that speed, accuracy, and warmth. But I think warmth is probably our biggest strength. Always being there for our clients, no matter what.
Speed, accuracy, and warmth. I think that sounds like that's the magic triangle.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a specialist operation, specialist attorneys, conveyances, and notaries when it comes to the transfer of properties or notarial ANC documents or deceased estates, these guys know their stuff. They've got the proven track record. And just the reputation, I suppose. That's the other thing. I mean, you can't buy that. You have to earn that, right?
No, absolutely. I mean, goodwill is earned. Definitely can't buy that. And that is, it's basically consistency, doing things consistently over the years. 10 years in Belito, 17 years in the industry as such. It's basically 17 years of being consistent and doing things well.
Brilliant stuff. Well, obviously, on the legal front, you guys you're the top of the pops. But who's the best paddle player in the team?
Charlene? I'm gonna let Ralph take this
Well, you see. We've got a couple of talented players, especially in the Mflanga branch. There's a couple of guys there that give me a good run for my money. So we'll see on Friday. I think a couple of them have entered as well. So we'll see on Friday who wins. I'll report back to you next week.
Please document it. Charlene, will you take photos?
Yes, if you want to be entertained, you can come and watch on Friday.
There you go. Rockets is where it's going to be going down. Yeah. But so cool, guys. For anyone listening, thinks, I need some assistance, a good attorney, a conveyancer, some notarial assistance. What's the smartest way to get in touch and to strike up a conversation with the team, Charlene?
Yeah, so you can have a look at our website. It's Orujo Attorneys, and then we're on Facebook and Instagram as well. So our handle is at Orujo Attorneys. And then you can also email hello@aattorneys.co.za.
And then I just want to add to that. So Orujo, as we spelled, A-R-A-U-J-O, hey, not anything else. Mike?
See, this is it. So you spell it like that. You say it's Orujo, but if you had to, spell it with the A-R-A-U-J-O. Araujo. But hey, now you know. You heard it on Radio Life and Style, and you're hearing it from two of the team, the Araujo team members, Rolf Schroeder and Charlene Sanasi. Thanks for popping in and for giving us a little bit of history, a little bit of the success story. And here's to you another 10 years of excellence on the KZN North Coast. What do you say, guys?
Absolutely. Yes. Thanks so much, Mike. Thanks for the opportunity.
Hey, you heard it on your local station.